Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3. Focus, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Let's shift our attention to another tenuous situation for this week's Asia Insider, the escalating trade tensions between Japan and South Korea. Earlier this month, Japan's cabinet approved the removal of South Korea from a list of trusted export destinations and imposed controls on the export of semiconductor materials. In a tit-for-tat move, South Korea on Monday struck Japan off a list of nations receiving preferential treatment in trade.
Well, this is a historical political rule. Seoul says Tokyo is using trade to retaliate over South Korean court rulings. It called for Japanese companies to compensate aging South Korean plaintiffs for forced labor during World War II. Well, for more insights, we're joined by Dr. Lim Tai-wei, adjunct research fellow at the East Asian Institute at the National University of Singapore. He's also an associate professor at the Singapore University of Social Sciences. Professor, tell us more about these lists that Japan and South Korea have for their trading partners. By removing each other off those lists, what implications would they have?
Well, Japan removed South Korea from the so-called white list of preferred trading partners, trading nations. And with that removal, three chemicals that are essential for basically cleaning semiconductor chip were also restricted by Japan for export to South Korea. After that, South Korea also came up with its removal of Japan from its own white list, which is 29 members in number. And that means that South Korean sensitive material will also be subjected to inspection. Much more so-called cautious inspections to Japan. It's expected that the South Korean move is probably less likely to be impactful compared to Japan's move on South Korea, because Japan has limited importation of sensitive materials from South Korea. So it's perhaps restriction is much more crucial from Japan on South Korean on South Korea companies than the other way around. So that's the status where we are at right now.
Do we then need to talk about how Seoul created this in-between bracket where they placed only Japan? In principle, they'll still receive the same treatment as non-favored nations. So why create this separate category altogether?
Yes, these three reasons were given. Number one, the South Korean side did not want to disturb long-term bilateral arrangements between companies in terms of supply chain. Number two, I think this opens up some form of backdoor for later negotiations later on, so that it doesn't close off the economic relations between the two countries, because together with the announcement, President Moon Jae-in have also mentioned that they are open for talks, especially requests by Tokyo made for conversations on easing the tensions between the two countries. This allows many of the so-called South Korean companies to export their products to Japan without interruption once they have a sort of arrangement in place. And necessary to also point out that reciprocally, the Japanese have the same arrangement for the South Koreans in the sense that there are certain long-term arrangements in which exceptions were made under Japanese restrictions as well. So in this sense, you can see it as a form of a proportionate so-called dealing with each other in terms of responses to the trade tensions.
Well, with the downgrading of each other's trade status, what are some spillover effects for the other major trading partners?
Currently, we do not see any obvious spillover effects, though there are some mentions about national security restrictions. In some sort of interpretations by media in Japan, there has the interpretation mentioned that the Japanese side is also concerned about the three restricted chemicals making their way to countries like North Korea and Iran. So these so-called security concerns would have to be addressed in any bilateral talks and negotiations.
Dr. Lim, what about on an individual level? For the individual consumer, for example, could we see a rise in the prices of Japanese or South Korean products?
In terms of individual consumers, you can see that in South Korea, consumers in South Korea have already stopped buying agricultural products and also retail products like textiles and clothes from brand names like Uniqlo coming from Japan to South Korea. From the other side, it remains to be seen what is the impact of South Korea's restriction on Japan by removing Japan from the white list.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Lim, you mentioned national security concerns earlier in your answer. Answer. What are its implications with regards to, in this case, containing the North Korea threat?
Not much details were given. One can only sort of glean some very broad macro details from the Japanese media. So it remains to be seen, particularly from the Japanese side, for release of some details of this concern. And the other way around, sort of international audience is also waiting for details from South Korea about what are their concerns about Japan that led to these export controls that has just happened.
Dr. Lim Tai-wei, adjunct research fellow at the East Asian Institute at NUS, also associate professor at SUSS. Dr. Lim, let's talk about the possible political reasons underpinning this dispute. Tokyo cites national security concerns as the reason for the trade sanctions. Most experts believe it's retaliating against South Korea for recent court filings that require Japanese companies to pay restitution to Koreans forced into labor during World War II. What do you think?
There are two perspectives. From the Japanese perspective, this is a matter of security concern and a sort of breach of trust international trade. Security concerns were not specified. Only some media elements have mentioned that it could possibly be dealing with the resale of the chemicals to third parties. From the Korean side, South Korean side, they see it as a possible retaliation for the court's ruling on the issues of conflict women and World War II related issues.
Mm-hmm. What concessions need to be made on both sides? I mean, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has taken a tougher stance on historical issues than his predecessors. I mean, make it clear that his administration will not be making further apologies for World War II atrocities.
Currently, there remains three possible channels for negotiation. One would be direct negotiations, which I think two rounds have already been made between the foreign ministers of both countries. The other channel would be through the U.S., because both are natural allies and partners of the U.S. Security Alliance and umbrella. And therefore, it may be possible, and they have reached out, especially in the Bangkok meeting recently, for Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to play this mediator role. And the third one, which is generated by recent rules, is the possibility of a meeting in a third country. And in terms of compromises, I think both sides requires some form of domestic consensus, particularly in the South Korea between the liberals and the conservatives, because the 2015 pact made on conflict women between Japan and South Korea was actually effected by a conservative government. But right now you have a liberal government. So some form of domestic consensus may be required for future talks. And for Japan, I think they would also probably have to look at the overall relationship, because both Japan and South Korea have very pressing common challenges, North Korean missile proliferation, and also other challenges that needs to be dealt with, not just alone, but bilaterally, because South Korea and Japan have been exchanging intelligence on North Korea and other issues, as well as interoperability of their military and intelligence system. So they may need to have a greater sort of a picture of the greater issues at stake.
So Dr. Lim, given the difficult history between the two countries, and there's a general sentiment in South Korea that it's not too happy, I suppose, how soon can an agreement be reached, if at all?
I think to probably make the agreement sustainable, it requires a consensus within the two countries themselves, particularly within South Korea, on the views of conflict women and other issues. So I think it will take time, but the priority right now is tone down the temperature so that both countries can come back to negotiating table and platform.
Okay. Well, talking about toning down temperature, where both countries appear more conciliatory these past few days. I mean, South Korean President Moon Jae-in has softened criticism of Japan. He has also said that he would welcome talks with Tokyo. And meanwhile, the Japanese government announced that it had approved the first exports to South Korea under a stricter monitoring system. It's an optimistic start, but what else should we look out for? I mean, that will signal whether these two sites are calming or there's a ratcheting up there, the hostility.
Indeed, these are calming effects. I guess there is now realization on both sides that they have common interests, and that having trade, prolonged trade tensions would probably hurt both economies as well. So therefore, you know, both countries have stepped back from the brink, and here's where you can hear the conciliatory statement from President Moon about the offer to talk, to have talks with Tokyo, and also from Japan to look at possibilities of platforms in which they can have bilateral negotiations. It's quite likely that both sides will step back from the brink because, as I've mentioned, they have very common geopolitical, security and economic challenges, and they are already natural allies under the U.S. security umbrella and network.
Well, Dr. Lim Tai Wei, adjunct research fellow at the East Asian Institute at the National University of Singapore, and Dr. Lim is also an associate professor at the Singapore University of Social Sciences. Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Lim.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.